Welcome to the Analyst Relations Quarterly Contact Center podcast series. I'm Ron Davis, Analyst Relations Manager for Cisco's Unified Communications Group. This quarterly podcast series will provide a summary of contact center successes and activities for Q2 FY09. Today, Ross Daniels, Director of Unified Communications Solutions Marketing, will be joining us to provide more details about what's been going on with contact center. Ross, thanks for being here with us today.
It is my pleasure. I look forward to these podcasts every quarter. I'd love to look back on the things that we've done in the last 3 months and share that information with the analyst community.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to let you do most of the talking because I've got a really bad cold. So
well, that sounds good.
All right, great. Well, so Ross, let's hit it running here. Despite the economic downturn that we've seen in the last year plus, 2008 was a pretty good year for Cisco's contact center. In fact, Q2 FY09 was interesting. And could you talk a little bit about some of the positive news that we saw in Q2?
Sure thing. So, you know, we always kind of mix up the quarters on these calls a little bit. You know, it's interesting. Right as we're doing the quarterly podcast series, which is based on our fiscal quarter, we're also usually delivering the calendar year agent shipment details to the analyst community. So let's sort of shift into calendar mode for a second. We did a week or so ago, just last week after the earnings announcement here in early February, released the agency shipments and IVR port shipments for fourth quarter of calendar 08, as well as obviously for full year. And it confirms sort of what we thought all along, which is 2008 calendar year. You know, despite especially what was going on in the second half, or especially the last quarter of the calendar year, was a really great year for Cisco's contact center business. We showed very robust growth on contact center agents. We had 37% year-over-year growth from 07 to 08. And actually, coincidentally, as you look at compound annual growth rate from 2003 to through 2008, also 37% compound annual growth rate over that six-year period. So excellent results there. And I know that some of the analysts who look at the numbers will be doing some individual briefings with those folks in the next few days or few weeks. On the IVR side of things, again, port shipments very strong, over 20% growth from 2007 to 2008. And again, as you look at compound annual growth rate from 2004, really an outstanding 43% CAGR over that five-year period. So, I'd say a strong performance there. The other thing that I'd say is that, what this means, obviously, in a market like ours is that we're generally speaking taking market share from other competitors. That's obviously something that is important for us as we grow our business, is to grow market share as well. And certainly in this changing environment, we see opportunity for that as well. Clearly in the industry, contact center is always interesting. There's always something going on. Someone's buying someone or selling off a piece of the business or filing for something. So we view that as new opportunities, and we continue to be very excited about our potential in this business.
Fantastic. Some great numbers there. So Cisco's contact center business seems to have great momentum, even given the economy. How are we helping our sales force and partners capitalize on these new opportunities out there?
Sure. A couple of things that I think are important for the analyst community to be aware of. So, as I think they know, partners are such channel partners are such an important part of our delivery and ecosystem, and making sure that they have very best training and tools is vital to their success and of course our success. So, a couple of new training offerings, interactive training offerings, on two products that, again, the analysts that follow us, especially in the enterprise space, will know is very strategic and important for us. The first is on Unified Expert Advisor, which, of course, we introduced in calendar 08. There's new online training available for our partners so that you know they can really gain the technical expertise that they need to deploy and support Expert Advisor. That's on our partner e-learning connection. Analysts may even be able to take a look at that as well if they have the right login type. The other product where we're doing some interesting things in terms of video tutorials is the Unified Customer Voice Portal, or CVP. So within our Cisco developer community website, we've posted a number of new video tutorials that really help the partner community, our SEs, our technical managers on the customer side, architects, obviously developers, in terms of configuration, usage, troubleshooting, you know, all the features and functions of customer voice portal, the call server, the reporting server, the video media server, the Unified Call Services and Unified Call Studio. So really useful videos for anyone that's interested in how CVP voice XML applications work, how they're developed and used. So that's really, I'd say, important for us as we look forward in terms of our partners helping to support our customers.
That's terrific. I'm sure the Salesforce and the partners really appreciate anything we can do to help them out this time.
Definitely.
Yeah. So let's switch gears a little bit here and spend a couple of minutes talking about customer case studies and references, Russ. You know, this is a hot topic for the analysts. It puts some context around our solutions and how our customers are deploying them. What do you have for us today that you can talk about?
Sure. Four contact center stories or case studies that we can talk about. All of these have details and detailed case studies at newsroom.cisco.com. So folks can check out the details for themselves. I'll talk about three case studies or stories for Contact Center Express customers and one for Contact Center Enterprise. Let's cover the Express customers first. Okay. And I won't go into excruciating detail on these. You want to kind of keep this podcast flowing here. But a couple of really interesting things jump out here. So the first case study they'll talk about is a company called Chorus. Chorus is again, really an interesting one. Small company, around 50 or so employees, as I recall, in the software development space. They have gone to a 100% virtual environment, no offices, all home-based workers. And that includes their customer support as well as internal help desk environment. So you know, when we think about and when they thought about what they were doing with unified communications, they really looked at it and said, you know, we have all the tools here to, you know, really run things from our data center, with redundancy, of course, and have our workers, have our employees work in a completely virtual environment. So that's been obviously huge cost savings for them in terms of real estate costs. And also in terms of quality of life, you know, you've got employees who used to have an hour commute to work each day, each way each day, and that's been eliminated. So there's more time for family, more time for social obligations and social life, less time sitting in a car. And of course, you have good carbon impacts on that as well. So great case study that highlights a number of really interesting things in UC. Second is the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. I think a lot of the analysts know that there's some really great contact center applications within the university environment. You know, you have admissions, you have student services, things like that. You have help desks, obviously, for technology, for professors as well as students, as well as administrators. So UNC Charlotte is a pretty large university. It's just over 23,000 students. And one of the real drivers for their UC implementation was the contact center. The university gets about 8,000 calls every week. So, you know, not huge volumes for some folks who are used to enterprise, but you know, certainly a good-sized contact center. You know, with a huge spike at the beginning of each semester, you know, financial aid, account status, class registrations, and really their aging system couldn't handle that volume. So you'd get busy signals, you'd get dropped calls, and then you'd get frustrated callers who had to wait a long time when they did ultimately get through. Some great results after putting in Unified Communications and especially the Contact Center, again, Express. they saw average wait time go from a minute 32 seconds down to 54 seconds on undergraduate admissions calls. They handled 1,200 more calls during the fall semester about financial aid, with only a 20-second increase in average wait time and no additional agents. They answered, their answer rate went from 82% to over 93% for calls about graduate admissions, while handling 25% more calls. So, as one of the implementers is quoted in the case study, the vice chancellor is no longer receiving complaints from parents. So, what better thing can a university say than that? The third Express case study is the U.S. Equestrian Association, and this customer, again using Contact Center Express, is really challenged in terms of providing very strong member services to the members that are calling in. You know, about 1,000 to 1,500 phone calls every week. Questions around people's membership status, horse recording status, horse ownership. I'm not a horse person, so I can't pretend to understand all the details of their business. But it's essentially the association for breeders as well as horse owners in the United States. In terms of their results, they set up really transformed their business process by setting up a formal contact center. They didn't have one before. They also improved the caller experience by utilizing Presence and Cisco Unified Personal Communicator, so that agents who do get stuck on a particular question can use instant messaging to find an expert within the enterprise. Again, a really strong case study across Contact Center and Unified Communications. And then lastly is 1-800-CONTACTS. And 1-800-CONTACTS is a Contact Center Enterprise customer. They are pretty large Contact Center. They're the world's largest mail order retailer for contact lenses. Couple of impressive things here. First is that 1-800-CONTACTS has won the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction. And to win that award and have that company trust their customer satisfaction to our platform is something that we take great pride in, obviously, is something that we look for them to continue in terms of providing that great customer service. The other thing that they've done, again, is really expand greatly their virtual working environment. So lots of agents as well as supervisors who are now working from home offices rather than in the office. And then finally, they have a large multimedia component or multi-channel component within their contact center as well, really moving towards that universal queue concept to route multiple media types as well as both inbound and outbound calls from a single contact center. So, again, encourage the analyst community to find out more on any of those by looking up those customer names at newsroom.cisco.com.
Excellent. Thanks. There's some great examples there, each one doing something a little bit different, but definitely having a lot of success. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, the end game is the same for all of them. Better service, while balancing, the need to be very efficient as well.
Yeah, great. Well, Russ, thanks very much for sharing your thoughts with us today. We really appreciate it.
Sure thing. I always love to do it. I guess two last points before we wrap up here. One is that I encourage the listeners of this podcast to check out an article that we've written, which is posted on CRM Exchange. It's called The Power of Presence, and again, that's on crmexchange.com. And I also want to highlight that Cisco will once again have a large presence at the VoiceCon Spring event in Orlando, which is happening late March this year, March 30th. We will certainly be available for analyst briefings. We've got a great contact center demonstration planned for our booth property as well.
Great. Well, thank you. And we do welcome all the analysts to come by the VoiceCon booth and visit us. This is Ron Davis thanking you again, Ross, for joining us. And thank everyone for joining this edition of the Quarterly Contact Center podcast series.